Susie Larson here. Welcome to this week number 6 of our online study, Strong in Battle, Why the Humble Will Prevail. We so hope this is going well for you. In fact, we want to hear from you. Every week, we're going to draw names from folks who are emailing us and telling us about how this study is impacting them. What is God impressing upon your heart? You know, every day on my show, I ask, what's the Lord talking about these days? What's he teaching you? Well, now I'm asking you that question. What is he teaching you? I would love to know. You can email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com. And each week we will draw a name and we will send you some resources off of our Faith Radio shelf. So do share it. You know, what is he teaching you? How are you wiser because of your battles? What are some maybe insights that you've not thought of before that you're thinking about now? We're in this together, friend, and we want to hear from you. So this week is battle strategy. You know, really understanding that God is the one who determines our battle strategy. I've learned that not only is there not a one-size-fits-all strategy for everybody, there's not a one-size-fits-all strategy for all of our battles. We acquire wisdom along the way, but, you know, obedience, even within the same stretch of a battle, may differ from day to day and even moment by moment. There might be moments where God says, right now, just rest. Put it all on the altar and just rest. But now, I want you to rise up and take your stand and be steadfast and immovable. There's times you're going to want to rest, and God says, nope, it's time to run. There'll be times you want to run, and he'll say, nope, it's time to rest. And this is why we need to stay on the Holy Spirit's heels. We got to stay so intimately connected with the Holy Spirit. Here is an excerpt from the email you received today. It's important to remember that God is the one who decides when our battle is over, not us. If you recall from Scripture, when most kings go out to war, David stayed behind in Jerusalem. David sent someone to fight in his place while he retreated on the roof of his palace. Just because he'd won some valiant victories in the past didn't mean he'd earned the sweat equity to opt out of his present battles. God is the one who decides when we rest and when we war. He decides, not us. His ways are higher than our ways. If we don't understand that, we will try to preempt outcomes, short-circuit the process, and step in and to take matters into our own hands. And as you know, as you read Scripture, always with catastrophic results. So, whatever season you're in, determine to trust God. The thing is, he promises, after you've suffered a while, he himself will rescue you, establish you, and strengthen you. In other words, there's an end date to your suffering. There are end dates to your trials. And yet, I think back for me, one of the things I wrote about in Strong in Battle was times when the stretches just went on for so long, and I couldn't help but notice others who seemed to have short-term battles. You know, it lasted a week or a few days, and I'm months or years into these different struggles. And I just thought, why? Why do I always seem to have to take the long way? And the Lord impressed upon my heart one day that all of my sparring practice, all of my shield practice and my sword practice, having to so deeply rely on the Lord, using the weapons of my warfare, I can't even know what all of that sparring practice saved me from. In other words, because God kept me spiritually agile and in shape, because I was constantly, you know, fielding enemy attack around my health, I wondered if I would have had the life of ease and apathy that I really longed for. I just wanted a break. Who knows what the enemy would have gotten away with? And I said this, I think it was in my book, Fully Alive, but God will sometimes allow an overplayed enemy attack to position us for freedom. So there are times when you don't want to be fighting, but you're in a fight. It's not one you picked. It's not one you had ever chosen, but God has allowed you to be thrust into a battlefield. And the enemy is the one who baits us into bitterness, into fear, into anger, discontent. He wants us to live with a series of reactions where God wants to teach us to develop a lifestyle of response. No matter what's coming at us, a lifestyle of response is to say, I trust you, God. What's my strategy now? I trust you, Holy Spirit. Show me what my next steps should be. And when you get so in sync with God, you really will learn how to flourish in his presence despite what's going on around you. And to me, that is a picture of maturity. So let me pray for you as I send you on your way today. Do tell us how God is speaking to you in this study. Again, email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com. But Father, I pray for my friend, wherever they find themselves in the battle today, whether it's the beginning, middle, or the end, or fresh off the battlefield, would you comfort them? Would you encourage them, Lord Jesus? Would you pour out your spirit in fresh new ways? I pray the word of God would come alive. I pray you'd prompt friends to pray for them and reach out to them, that they would feel encouraged today, that no matter where they find themselves, they're not alone, that we're in this together and you are for us. So who can stand against us? We love you, Lord, and we say thank you in your name. Amen.